xenophobia started long time ago, targeting the Somalis in the Eastern Cape, and last year it was all over Gauteng province. Now it has recurred over. So it looks like it's a perpetual thing, the way these xenophobic attacks are happening.
When we read press reports again, Mr. Piwa, it seems like that these are attacks targeted particularly at Zimbabweans. Is this a correct assessment?
Some extent, yes, because most of them are undocumented, unlike other foreign nationals who are documented. Most people know that people, for example, don't have work permits or papers. So if they are attacked, they are more vulnerable than other communities.
Mr. Pio, before we go to Mr. Craven, what are the reasons against the attacks normally? Because we understand it's a job issue. Is this what you're seeing on the ground?
Most of the people from Zimbabwe are the ones who look for jobs. Other nationalities, they go into their own personal businesses. So I think because these low jobs are the ones that they are competing for, because there's also a high rate of unemployment in South Africa. So it's just like the competition is just too high. So the community feels that it's a threat. Zimbabwe is nearer South Africa than Somalia, Ethiopia, and all the other.
Mr. Craven,
yes.
What's your take on this? Mr. Piwa has says this is more of a job issue. Could you tell us more about this trend?
Well, first of all, I must express Kathata's view that we utterly condemn xenophobic attacks. But I think that she's right. That the reason why I think it's erupted again is directly related to the economic recession and the fact that unemployment is now going up very rapidly. And so there's enormous competition for a job or scarce resources for housing. And in that kind of atmosphere, there is always a danger that people will wrongly blame other working class people from other countries rather than the people who are exploiting them. And there is evidence that there is a deliberate attempt to try to use Zimbabwean workers by employers as a means of trying to keep down wages. And this is something which we've always seen as a danger. It's wrong from the point of view of trade unions in general that we don't like to see wages going down, but it's also wrong because it is bound to lead to the kind of problems which we're facing at the moment.
But is it true that Zimbabweans are taking South African jobs for less? Because other people say that South Africans generally do not like to work and therefore they do the jobs that are there. They're actually offering South Africa human resource skills that it does not have.
No, we would reject that argument. Employers are always looking to find the cheapest labor, and they don't care where it comes from. And certainly if they find that there is a ready supply of cheap labor from anywhere, they will do it. And you can't blame the worker for taking jobs. You must blame the employer who quite deliberately gives those jobs. And given the levels of unemployment in South Africa, there's absolutely no question that South African workers are sort of turning down these jobs. It's simply they're being prevented the opportunity to do these jobs because the employers are going for people they think they can exploit better.
Get to you, Mr. Piwa. What is your take on this? Because yesterday when I talked to people in the Dons, there were reports that the reason why the Zimbabweans were mostly affected was because the Sotho's, who were also working on the farm, are very outspoken, vocal, and therefore were not really a punchbag for the South Africans.
On that one, it goes to the case of language, which is also spoken here in South Africa, so it's very difficult to really differentiate a Sotho from the Sotho and a Sotho from South Africa, you know, because there's the level ground of communication, other than from someone who's come from Zimbabwe, who's trying to learn a foreign language.
So are you saying Zimbabweans do not really fit in because of language barriers and so on?
Yeah, in most instances, yes, they don't, especially where Sotho is spoken, because there's very little Sotho spoken in Zimbabwe. So that's why you find it very difficult for people who interact with people who speak Sotho to speak. They quickly tend to speak into English, and then they are easily identified that we are not indigenous.
Mr. Craven, how do you think these tensions in the workplace can be resolved?
Well, there are both short-term and long-term solutions. In the long-term, obviously, we have to try and create societies across the continent and ultimately across the world where there are sufficient jobs for people where they live so that people are no longer under pressure to take jobs in other countries. In the short term, we just have to ensure that the authorities stamp out any attempt to use violence against workers from another country, or for that matter, from workers within the South African community, because we in the past have had conflicts even between different ethnic groups within South Africa. And it's something, it's a public order matter. And we feel that the trade unions have a particularly important role to play as the representatives of workers, to try to do everything we can to make sure that people understand the real issues and are persuaded to stop blaming other workers for problems which are basically caused by their employers.
Ms. Tapiwa, we understand xenophobia happens every day in South Africa. Particularly the Zimbabweans feel that they are a soft target.
Zimbabweans must just learn to integrate also and to know their rights and engage trade unions, because SASA is not coming in solidarity with the people who are documented, and they must make an effort to get documentation, because the South African government has got all offices which can offer documentation. So if you are properly documented, I think you'll be protected by the laws and the constitution of this country. Because migrant labor has been there before, long time ago. So it's not a new thing that people can migrate from their original country to their country looking for jobs. But it's only happening in the low-income areas instead of the high-paying income. Because you can find that if you do statistics, there are so many people who are working in high-paying jobs, banks, insurance, all these are professionals. There are many foreigners, but don't even get this kind of xenophobia in those IPS.